My name is Adam Mockler. Today we're joined by Cameron Kosky, and we noticed something a little bit weird on Fox News. We noticed one figure that seemed a little bit too repetitive. Cam, you want to jump in?
Let me just say, when my friends and I stood up against gun violence after the mass shooting at our high school, and we were talking to the news and telling them that we were upset about the guns and everything, we were accused by people on the right, including people like who weren't just fringe crazy voices, including people who were accepted on the right. We were accused of being crisis actors. They were saying that we were getting paid off by the DNC or George Soros or whatever thing like that to pretend that we were in this school shooting, or that maybe we were in the school shooting, but we were receiving talking points directly from the DNC. Well, I want to talk to you guys about a crisis actor, because Fox News has very conveniently found multiple people who look really, really, really similar, even masked, claiming that they are parts of certain violent gangs or the Antifa movement. Let's take a look at my favorite Fox News character, Mask Dude.
You know, mostly recruiting, working with youth, getting, you know, and just going out, spitting out the message. And
this is 2025.
You know, a lot of people get into it.
This is 23.
On the outside, 36 years I've been behind bars. Considered extremely violent, violent enough to be recruited by the Mexican Mafia prison gang.
You know, so, you know, there's an error, especially when you're younger, that, you know, you're out here and you're doing something, you know, and that's very appealing.
No, sir, I can tell you for a fact, contrary to that, I kind of laughed when I saw two things. I saw that he had allegedly stated that one of his motives or reasons was to support Black Lives Matter and also to commemorate the Black Hand.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's interesting that this former Antifa and also Mexican Mafia guy, different guys allegedly, I guess, really, really looks and sounds conservative and is saying shit like, "No, sir," to Jesse Waters. I don't know, Adam, I'm going to get a little tinfoil here. I'm going to be a bit of a conspiracy theorist. I have a creeping feeling that this dude, this masked dude who's coming on Fox News to be buddy-buddy with Jesse Waters and also just like sound like a conservative dad in like the Midwest. I don't know. I have some questions about the validity of this former Mexican Mafia member.
You don't even have to be a conspiracy theorist. Just think about the way Fox News operates. So Donald Trump is currently mobilizing the military into Portland. And one of the things he cited was seeing on Fox News that there were quote unquote Portland riots. Well, I found this article showing that Fox News has been repeating footage from 2020 in 2021, when there were actually protests in Portland that did devolve into riots in certain areas. So they're repeating this footage from 5 years ago, and that convinced Trump that he needs to mobilize the National Guard. Or what about the Dominion lawsuit, where they had to settle for $787 million because of repeated lies about election fraud? They are just straight up liars. So the idea that like they wouldn't bring the same guy over and over to spread propaganda is, yes, it's super believable. Of course they would do that. And Trump is basically watching Fox News, drafting policy based off of Fox News. And Fox News is directing propaganda straight towards him to such a degree that even Tulsi Gabbard, his national security advisor, at one point was thinking about giving him his daily briefings in a Fox News format, because apparently he wouldn't read them. He wouldn't pay attention. He was only doing like 10% of his briefings. So they were like, what if we film a Fox News segment to give him the real facts, so he stops getting his facts off of Fox Propaganda Network?
And let me just say, this has nothing to do with the propaganda. This is just a little bit of me being kind of a stage diva. But to know me is to know that that's truly what I am. So I'm being authentic. Fox News makes you orange. And I'm not saying that they necessarily made Donald Trump orange. I think a specific vision of what an elite celebrity is supposed to look like is why Trump has the terrible spray tan. I think that it's part of his vision, his idea of what it means to truly be a great man. That's why he makes everything fucking gold. I went on Fox News the day after the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. on March 24th, 2018, where we got a lot of people to demand gun reform. And they caked my ass. in fucking orange makeup. And the makeup people were lovely. It's not like the makeup people at Fox News are authoritarians. They're just fucking makeup people who are doing a job. But oh my God, there must be some company-wide mandate to make people look bronze as fuck over there.
Yeah, when you said that Fox News makes you orange, I knew that you were taking it, you were saying it literally, but also I feel like on a spiritual level, if you just like think about it abstractly, and not to get too like stoner brained here, but Fox News literally makes people lose their morals to such a degree that it turns you into the orange dude. So you could say like Fox News literally makes these people so orange that their morals are taken down a notch. And you see people morphing into Trump. Like, think about it. We've talked about Marco Rubio. He's become orange, metaphorically. We can think about all of these other people who are kind of normal Republicans that are turning into this MAGA monster. It's not good.
It's not just the morals of it all, by the way. It's not like these people are just trying to embody Trump's brand of authoritarianism. A lot of them are trying to copy the cadence as well. Yeah. They're trying to get his sort of affable sense of humor where occasionally he can crack a little joke. And Republicans just fail so spectacularly at this. I want to show a quick clip of Mike Johnson trying to be Trump here.
You know, Ronald Reagan said one time that no speech should be longer than 20 minutes. And unlike the Democrat leader, I'm going to honor my colleague's time and be a little more brief than that. All right. I just want to say something that many of us learned when we were children. We were taught, you know, it takes a lot longer to build a lie than to tell the simple truth.
Like, you don't have the sauce, Mike Johnson. You can't cook that hard, all right? Trump is a very unique person.
Trump is very unique. J.D. Vance also tries to embody Trump. He does this thing he used to at the rallies where he would point to the media and say, the media, they're our enemy, and the crowd would boo. But, like, you could see it in his eyes that his heart wasn't really in it. Like, Trump genuinely attacks the media from a narcissistic place because he understands, like, he's just hostile towards the media. J.D. Vance was trying to embody that in a superficial way. And Trump is a unique person. Like, at the very least, we can admit Trump is a very unique individual. Not for the better, but...
No, but the dude has the sauce. He has the juice. And someone like J.D., he's obviously propping himself up to be Trump's replacement. And we've already had conversations about how the Republican Party, once J.D. doesn't have Daddy Donald anymore, is going to eat this guy alive because he does not match their brand of aggressive populist fascism right now. But like he thinks that you can force a sort of showmanship or perceived authenticity that, and this happens in the Democratic Party too. And by the way, it's going to happen all over the place in the midterms when people are seeing Zohran's success and the success of his media and his appearance in different video platforms and things like that. You can't manufacture authenticity. And this is a message that I have to anybody who's looking to enter a Democratic primary this year. Be who you are. Be yourself. Because if you're trying to appear like a certain type of cool young person who has a certain cadence about them and it's not who you are, there's no better way to look inauthentic than to try and look more authentic. And that is a very, very dangerous spot where a bunch of people end up looking like a bunch of dorks.
Moral of the story is Fox News makes you orange. Fox News is the largest news network in America, on cable at least. They pull in their largest show, their largest hour, 3.5 million viewers for the five. And a lot of their shows, basically all of them, are just straight propaganda, whether it's reusing the same masked person over and over to push a narrative. Like, how convenient is that he can just put on a mask and then he can go on and say whatever he wants without any repercussions, whether they're spreading election fraud lies or twisting.
I mean, it's just ice. Like, it's just people putting on masks and thinking there's no consequences for their actions. Everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. Watch out for masked 50-year-old dudes who seem like they're conservative and are pretending to be part of Antifa, and we'll all be seeing you soon.
Thank you.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.